This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The concept of the Community First Project in Macomb became public a couple years ago. The partners believe they're now in the home stretch of deciding whether that concept will become a reality. Community First is a collaboration between the Macomb School District, the city, the YMCA of McDonough County, and McDonough District Hospital. They're talking about building a complex that would include a middle school, a rec center, an aquatic facility, and other features. Mayor Mike Inman, YMCA CEO Carla Teslica, and School Superintendent Patrick Toomey stopped by the Tri-State's Public Radio studios to talk about it. They say the partners are working with the consulting firm Reisinger & Associates. Reisinger's original building design would have cost around $28 million. The partners agreed that was too much, so the consultants are now working on a scaled-back concept. Inman says the partners have done their homework and have a pretty good idea of what they need.
We went to several facilities in the region to look at how collaboration was done between public and private and nonprofit organizations, saw great examples of success, heard their stories as far as challenges, and we've gotten to this point and feel that we're still heading in the right direction.
What sort of public input are you still seeking?
Public input, completely. I'd be open to talk with anyone with regard to this. We can get together and have time that we could meet with people. It's kind of just coming out, I think, at this point. We have been working on it, but we wanted to make it right for the people of Macomb and McDonough County before we actually dove into it. And I think that it's a time that it's right now.
Is there any need for either of the public entities to seek voter approval of something?
I don't believe the way that it's designed right now would take any more vote other than the governing bodies that are in control. It's the city council and the school board. Don't believe there's any need for voter referendum for funding. Not that we would be afraid of that. That's not the issue. It's just the simple fact that our respective boards need to be fully informed of this, and the natural process of, for example, the city, we have committee of the whole discussion, we have subcommittee discussion. Once we get to a point where we have the final project on paper and ready for that kind of scrutiny and presentation, we'll engage in that.
Yeah, and we too have subcommittees. So, for instance, between now and November's board meeting, I will likely have a facilities committee meeting to share the facility concept.
Have you set a timetable at all for taking this to your boards, or is that still kind of open-ended?
We're headed that direction. My board is well aware of the process as it's been going along, so they've been following along, and we're just waiting for the time that we get all the boards together at this point.
I would add that maybe one of the key factors is getting some direction from our USDA loan application. I think that's kind of important, that that's a component within the financing of this facility, and that's key. That honestly is key. And to have any discussion towards finalizing anything, and I would say that just because we've applied for it does not obligate us to an agreement and taking the money and spending it. I want to make that clear. That was applied for with the understanding that if it were approved, we would have that in our belt to take to forward to our respective boards to say, listen, we have this component identified as a means to which to finance this, and here's what it would cost. Is that the only option we're looking at? No, but it seems to be the one that would be the most comprehensive way of financing. So I think in discussions with the architects, the consultants, again, we were each given a little bit of homework with the understanding that likely after the first of the year, holiday season, all that other stuff that occurs between now and the first quarter of 2018, we'd have some of these things more solidly identified, and maybe we could start making some decisions and getting in front of folks for some true vetting.
When you started this process way back when, did you think it would take this long to get to this point?
No, I did not. I was just having a conversation with the mayor.
Spoken for the non-government person here.
Yes. I thought you just said, you know, everybody raise their hands if they say aye, and it doesn't work that way. I always do it. But, yes, I did not think that it would take this long. And like I said, I've had times where I thought, well, we're done with this. It's not going to come to fruition. And then all of a sudden, there's be some sign somehow or another that it's a need and something that the people in this area could really benefit from, you know. And that's from my favorite saying, from the womb to the tomb, because we have Senior Citizen Center in there. We will have babies in there. It will be something that everyone will have access to.
Carla Teslica is CEO of the YMCA of McDonough County. She was joined by Macomb Mayor Mike Inman and Macomb School Superintendent Patrick Toomey in talking about the Community First Project. They believe they can save money by collaborating on a building featuring the various amenities they desire rather than having each entity build something on their own. However, they don't yet know how much the building might cost. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.